Much of the best practice in speech and writing is and ought to be of a creative kind. In our junior schools, particularly, we have learned the value of making poems, stories, plays, figures, pictures, models, music, dance. Some of this work is excellent by any standards. Most of it is interesting. But the major limitation now built into this kind of teaching is that it is regarded as a form of play. This means that at a certain age, it can be safely dropped and put away with other childish things. It is indeed play in the sense that most of us enjoy doing it, but these creative activities are also forms of work. For many adults, the work to which they give their whole lives. It is only the prejudice of a very narrow and early industrial society that the value of these activities is seen as a sort of harmless and indifferent play or therapy. From these activities comes much of man's real society, and they should be given that kind of respect throughout education. In the changes that come with puberty, it is vital that the practice of these activities should be continued, with no setting of more real or more practical work above them. Otherwise, there is an unnecessary fading, and all the major arts are banished to the sphere of leisure. A separation which in itself makes inevitable, and much deeper than it ever now needs to be, a separation between art and society. Both sides then suffer. The arts, because they are seen as marginal and specialized, society, because it is limited to economics and administration. It is depressing to think that much of this division is now actively taught and learned in our schools, which at an earlier stage do so much to show how important and satisfying the arts can be to almost everyone.